Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Discussions in this show are for educational purposes only. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners and its representatives do not offer tax or legal advice.
And let's not forget the website, ladies and gentlemen, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Not only great info, but of course, you have to register on that site to get involved with all the webinars and events, including one last night regarding protecting your identity. Just vital stuff as we approach that tax deadline of April the 18th. Dow yesterday lost 37. Good comeback at the end. To no avail. 32,394. You're starting for futures, though, having a great start here on a Wednesday. Up around 250 points as we welcome in Mr. Craig Ferentino, the great Craig James Financial. That was a good comeback yesterday, only dropping 37 at the close, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, this is it's a turnaround. We're coming towards the end of the quarter, as I predicted. I said things may start looking up yesterday, 24 hours ago. And certainly, we got two more days before the end of the quarter. The Dow currently around, it's approaching the 33,000 mark. So, a high of almost 37. Trading at 33, not a crash and burn here, coming into the quarter anyway. Let's see what happens for April. That said, we saw that housing and car inventories are still feeding inflation. I got a lot of calls over the past several months. Our clients are buying out their leases, Jay. We've talked about this. They see the new interest rate, the same car they were paying, I don't know, let's say $420 a month. Now they're going to pay $700 a month for the same car for a brand new version of it. And it's all inflation. So they're saying, hey, you know what? Let me just buy my car. So that's still driving up the prices for used cars, although they're not as high as they once were because some inventories on the new cars are coming in. But we're seeing that the prices are still elevated from some of the data that we got yesterday. I thought that was very interesting. So on the other side, we have a lot of commercial properties. You know, people still staying home, these big empty buildings. You go up and down the FDR Drive at night, and you can see it's like a lot of lights on and nobody's home there. You know, a lot of commercial properties, no rent, nobody's renting them, and they're empty or vacant. And what's going on there is that there's just been a lot of first people still working from home, so there's some pressure to get people back to the office. But another one is that a lot of these owners of these commercial properties, they're having their whatever note they're holding on the building come due, and now they're refinancing it. So now you have nobody paying rent, and just to keep the building, it's costing you a lot more because there's that note turns over to a much higher rate. They're also getting hit just like the people and the people leasing cars. So we're seeing a lot of that too. And that's some of the numbers that we came yesterday came in and kind of showed that. That said, the Fed has to keep doing what they're doing. And the other thing is we have some, we take a look at today, we got Restoration Hardware. I told you we're going to get Conn's Paychex is coming out, Sportsman's Warehouse. It was a very big growing firm. And we hear about MBA mortgage applications, pending home sales. We get all that at 8:30 this morning. All right, here's a couple of things going on. I just want to put the bank collapse of Silicon Valley Bank in perspective to see what kind of, how big of a failure was this. I started to do a little research here. And the largest failure in history, not including the investment banks. We're not talking about the Bear Stearns, the Lehman Brothers that most people would be familiar with. But WaMu, which is Washington Mutual, collapsed. That was in 2008. That was $307 billion. Behind that, second in history, is at the time of shutdown, was Silicon Valley Bank. We've had different numbers. They said $160 billion, $209 billion. It's proving to be $209 billion. That's big. Now, got to realize the FDIC insurance, not to scare anybody, has $100 billion in coffers. So just if somebody has a different number, please let me know. That's it's a public number there. The number three failure in history is Signature Bank at $118 billion. So we got 307 for WaMu. That's the big one. Silicon Valley and Signature. And then as you come from there, the next one is only at $40 billion, so it's the third of it. That was Continental Illinois. We had Colonial Bank failed in 2009 at $25 billion. The First Republic Bank of Dallas in 1988. That was under another land scandal. I don't know if you remember that one, Jay, but $17 billion, which was the biggest one at that time. And the Bank of New England. 13.4. That was back in the early 90s. So these are just huge failures. The word is failure there, not a purchase or anything else. So pieces of it will be purchased, but that's how that goes. All right, let's look at what do investors do here. I mean, one company that I was looking at, it was a meme stock, and GameStop has a big idea that they're going to reduce their sales online. Yeah, they're going to concentrate on brick and mortar. They're finding that people like to go into a video shop and buy things. So there you go. And so they have over 4,400 brick and mortar little stores, just enough to house all their little titles. And the many video gamers usually buy or download games directly over the internet, but the brick and mortar people like to come in and see what some of the competition, and also get some intel from somebody who's working behind the counter to say, hey, how this game, or how does it work on the system, or whatever. So very, very important. So they're going the other way. They're going the opposite of the Amazon, which says they do away with all stores. They say, we're going to go back in brick and mortar. And we reported something like that last week when Barnes & Noble decided to do that as well. So very interesting changes here in the economy, and very interesting changes keeping people to some set employed. Next week, we'll be talking about taxes in retirement. If that webinar interests anybody, it's April 4th, taxes in retirement. We'll show you how slammed you may get if you don't become less tax toxic today. Just go to our website, CraigJamesFinancial.com. CraigJamesFinancial.com. We have a few days left to get an IRA contribution in for last year. Call our office if you have any questions. 631-393-2888. That's 631-393-2888. All right, Jay, that's what I have for today, my friend.
Doable. Brick and mortar coming back like the old GameStop. I remember those days. We used to go in and get the feedback, and all those folks working in those stores, it brings you back a little bit. One thing on the bank stuff, I was reading today, the Fed Reserve's head of banking supervision, Michael Barr, basically was made first aware of the interest rate risk-related issues at SVB in mid-February. Think about that, just weeks before its failure there. So, very interesting piece I was reading earlier this morning. Listen, a lot of problems before it actually came out in full there with Silicon Valley. So, scary stuff what's happening there. But interesting information there, my friend. We'll keep an eye on things and look forward to talking with you on a Thursday morning. You stay well now.
Thank you, Jay. Much appreciated. Have a great day, my friend.